Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, so the Four of Swords. This is after the war, after the pain. This is now, the battle is over and you're still bleeding and you're still out of breath. But the one thing you need to do now, whether you were victorious or you lost the fight, the fact of the matter is the fight is over, and that means that you're winning. Because you don't have to be in pain from whatever it was anymore. So what happens in the Four of Swords? When the Four of Swords comes up in a reading, and no matter how many times you have said to yourself, it's going to work, you know it doesn't, it's over. You're facing it now. So what do? You take a rest. You were just in a crazy battle. After you get done playing sports, right? You don't go and play more sports. You take a rest on the sidelines. You drink some water. You relax. The Four of Swords is like solitude. There's a very old song, All I Need Is Time. Gladys Knight and the Pips. I'm sure if you don't remember Gladys Knight and the Pips, your grandmother will, but the lyrics say, all I need is time, then I'll get over you. A little at a time, a bit each day. All I need is time to mend a dream or two. Then I'll forget the love you took away. So based on the cliche, time heals all wounds, based on just the fact that your body needs to rest after it's been exercised, after it's been pushed to its limit, so does your mind. When the Four of Swords comes up in a reading, you are shot emotionally, and you don't just bounce right into another relationship, another friendship, whatever it is, and usually relationships in these situations, but they usually call them rebounds for a reason. And when was the last time you saw a rebound work? It's usually a temporary thing, and temporary for a reason. You need to just release whatever lasting, lingering emotion, energy is on you. But in order to feel complete again, you're going to need to reset. You're going to need time alone. Look at what Alice in Chains went through. Alice in Chains were one of the biggest bands in the world, but they could have been bigger. Unfortunately, their lead singer, Layne Staley, was so addicted to heroin that they went years without touring. They went years before the MTV Unplugged, and that was 1996. Alice in Chains came out in 1990. In 1996, they're doing the MTV Unplugged, and Layne says, this is the best concert we've done in 3 years. And Jerry Cantrell, the guitar player, says to him, it's the only concert we've done in 3 years, Layne. And then more years go by. Layne gets worse. He becomes more of a recluse. Nobody sees him. He was known to walk around the corner, walk into this bar and just sit in a corner and fall asleep. And that was his only socialization. They tried, everybody tried to get Layne Staley help. In 2002, Layne finally passed away, finally submitted to addiction, and or his body submitted. He passed away on April 5th. His body wasn't found for 2 weeks. Alice in Chains went through a war trying to get Layne back in a studio, healthy, off of drugs, so many things, and it didn't work. And that was 2002. Alice in Chains did not make another appearance for quite a couple of years. There was this big concert in Atlantic City for VH1. And out of nowhere, it's like Alice in Chains are going to be there. And everyone's looking at each other like, how? What do you mean? And even then, They appeared. They did a couple of shows. They were all tributes to Lane. But they waited quite a bit of time before they even touched the subject of playing again as Alice in Chains. Not only did they need to heal, the audience, the fans needed to heal. They weren't going to accept Lane passing away and them just replacing him 5 days later. It wasn't going to happen with a band like Alice in Chains. This was the grunge community. Fans were rabid, passionate, loyal. So they waited. When Black Gives Way to Blue came out with their new singer, William Duvall, it was closer to 10 years than five. I think it was 2009 when Black Gives Way to Blue came out. Lane passed in 2002. The last Alice in Chains album to come out, studio album, was 1996. So there was plenty of time. And now Chains has put out quite a few albums. They have been critically praised. Their concerts do well. I was just at Jones Beach. It was Bush opening up, Breaking Benjamin in the middle, Alice in Chains headlining the show, and 14,000 people there. But they waited. They took a big break after they got the crap kicked out of them by life before they moved on. And when you see the Four of Swords, it's not that you're giving up or you're giving in after what happened to you during the Three of Swords. It's just that you need some time. Need some time to regroup. Need some time to look around. Need some time to see what's important and what isn't, because you have just been through a freaking war. And that is the Four of Swords. If you like what we do here, please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. I have a YouTube channel as well, Rock and Soul Tarot. And please hit me up on Instagram, Orlando0616. And I'll see you soon, hopefully very soon, for the Five of Swords. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.